Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the Tobin and Leroy Show, FM 104.3 WQAM. Hey, Odyssey app is awesome. Dolphins news, Canes news. We've also got the latest on the NFL and college football. Heat and Panthers underway, too. Do not miss a thing. Download the Odyssey app on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, and make Tobin and Leroy your favorite show there on the Odyssey app. So, Leroy Horde, it's obviously, again, I don't want to get too crazy three games into a season, but... You know, we knew Eric Spoelstra was going to emphasize tempo with the way Miami Heat play this year, which I think has been a welcomed addition, especially for today's NBA. Miami is the fastest team in the league right now. Average of 12.6 seconds per possession, fastest in the NBA. We're seeing individual step up. Jaime Jaquez looks like he's having a big resurgence this season. Norman Powell has been great. Davion Mitchell, Nikola Jovic. So we're liking what we're seeing so far from these Miami Heat. Like, does this make you feel a little bit better for the rest of the season, Leroy? Because coming into this one, I got to tell you, man, my expectation for Heat basketball was, hey, maybe they can go over 37.5 wins this year. Not going to be too exciting. It's been exciting so far early season.
Here's what I would say. Yes, it has been. Now, there's a lot of teams that try to pick up that pace with them, okay? As the season goes on and teams start game planning, how are they going to respond to teams slowing it down, right? Because that's what you want to do. You want to slow them down, get them to the half court, right? We've seen, especially with, or what is it, who'd they lose to? They lost to Orlando, right?
Orlando, yeah.
Orlando, when Orlando starts slowing the ball down, they seem they got kind of cluttered at the end of the game. So that's when you have to win a game that's outside of your comfort zone, I want to see them have a few more instances like that, because teams are going to, what if, you know, teams you want to run, we're going to sit back and play zone. Are you going to run the half court offense? Because we're going to force you to do that. That's what I want to see, how that goes. There are a lot of teams that are going to just try to outrun them, right? Yeah. But, you know, if you're going to have success this year, it's going to end up being that half court thing. Also, we haven't really been able to identify yet who can we go to at the end of the game.
That's my big thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Who can we go? We've had guys that have had success, but there's a difference in doing it when you're front running and doing it when, okay, we need this bucket right now. Because at the end of that Orlando game, they couldn't even get the ball inbounds.
Nope.
So, and this is all things that you learn as the season goes on, so I'm not worried. I'm just saying that so far, you've only been able to win a game a certain way. As you get through the season, teams are going to try to start taking that away from you. And then how are you going to match? What are you going to do then? Also, what are you going to do when it's a tight game? You know, like, you got high from three. You could be running up and down the court. Team could have half of the shots, but I'll shoot you by 10 threes, and now you're in a dogfight at the end of a game because – they just making threes. How are you going to close the game out? So all things that are going to come during the course of the season. But as of right now, I'm like, they can go 10 deep right now. How are you going to respond when guys get hurt? Because guess what? It's the Miami Heat, so you know what's going to happen. Somebody going to get hurt.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you've already had Tyler hurt even before the season started.
What are you going to do when Tyler gets back?
Yeah.
Are we going to have the other thing about –
Is he going to be the guy you put the ball in his hands at the end of a close game?
Vlad, let me ask you this. If I gave you a choice right now, I got one shot.
Norman Powell.
Okay. Over Tyler.
I agree.
Powell over Tyler.
Two reasons.
He's bigger,
but I've also seen it over the last
2 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Because he did it.
He did it with he did it amongst two guys that you would consider giving the ball to at the end of games.
Right.
He was doing it when he was playing with Harden and Kawhi. I just think that you just feel a little bit more comfortable with him.
It's funny.
Taking over at the end of games.
It's funny. I still never even asked the question. Vlad, you knew where I was going. Yeah, you knew where I was going.
No, because
he knew it. So did I. I would go Powell, but it's not like you know that this is a guy who's a stone cold killer in big games and big playoff games, because the Miami Heat had that for a long time. At least a guy you knew whose hands the ball is going to be at the end of games. I mean, obviously, you know, Jimmy Butler could be hit or miss in clutch situations, but you knew when Jimmy was with the Heat, that was your guy. Before that, it was Dwayne Wade. Before that, it was LeBron James or Dwayne Wade when they played together. So it was like the first time in a long time you don't have like a superstar of that pedigree to close games out.
Here's what I would say to you. That guy will reveal himself. You don't have to pick him. And for so long on this team, we've been trying to make somebody that guy instead of just letting that guy reveal himself, whoever it may be.
And I would say, whoever's hot gets the ball.
I would say right now, no. There ain't no championship team that has that mantra. Okay, kick rocks with that.
How do you decide then? It'll show up.
You don't have to determine it. Like, you throw the ball on the court and you see who everybody get a ball to. They going to have the confidence in their teammate. Right now, I would say that ball going to Powell. Right?
Yeah.
Because he's a guy that can get a bucket anywhere on a basketball court. He's big enough to go inside. He ain't going to get pushed around. Right? I mean, sometimes a chicken wing got Tyler on the knee. Right? So, like, there's that. He can shoot the three. He can take somebody off the dribble, right? He's quick enough to get around folks. So, yeah, as of right now, and I'm not saying Tyler won't be that guy, but I'm saying if Tyler comes back and he ends up being that guy, he'll show it. Stop trying to make a guy be something he's not.
Look.
Somebody says y'all weren't hollering and hooting when the Heat went winless.
That's a fact. Who cares about the preseason record?
That's a fact. Yeah, they went 6 in preseason.
I was.
They played great on Sunday.
I'm like, winning is winning.
Yeah.
I don't care what, like you want winning habits. You can't have winning habits without winning. Winning breeds winning. No matter what the circumstance is. If you're a competitor, I don't care if you're the last man on the roster or the first man on the roster. If you ever say to me, and this is the honest truth, if you ever say to me, no big deal, it's preseason, then no. I want everybody on the team, no matter what your capacity is on that team, to think about winning. Because, look, you know we was told the last couple of years? Just wait till January. We'll get it going. And you never did. So I don't want to hear that crap. Yeah, am I nervous when you go undefeated in the playoffs? Yeah, because you only had 37 wins last year. So, yeah, I was the guy.
I mean, I was annoyed that they didn't win any games in preseason. Mm-hmm. But for me, preseason is about situations. It's not about the final scoreboard.
Yeah, great. And you that team, you've had so much success in recent years that you can just go ahead on and say, we ain't worried about it. You know what? Winning breeds winning. That's it. How you going to win 5 games in a row if you don't win 1? How you going to win a series if you can't win 1? You thinking, one loss is no big deal. I'm not saying you got to live or die by it, but I'm saying there's a certain feel, a certain determination you got to have not to have that feeling, regardless of when it is.
Don't lose
to
Charlotte.
Well, they got the winning
tonight.
Feeling now. Two straight, and it's about to be three
two straight.
Tonight. I want to hammer the Hornets by 40.
Don't lose to Charlotte tonight, Dono. Don't lose to Charlotte tonight, Dono.
I hope not. Listen, I'm going to be pretty pissed. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll take my medicine if we lose to Charlotte. I'm not buying Vlad lunch, but I will own up to the loss tomorrow if we lose. Oh, man. We'll wrap up the 12 o'clock hour when we come back. Alex Dono in for Tobin. Where is somebody? Is it Tobin's birthday today? Somebody said in the chat.
Is it today or tomorrow?
Today or tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah, I don't know your boy's birthday.
Doesn't he always say it's like 2 days before Halloween?
So it's tomorrow.
Okay. I don't think so. Yeah. Wait a minute. You do the birthday list?
That is a fact. Yeah, newsletter. Look at your newsletter.
You do the newsletter.
Oh, look how adorable she looks. She's turning so red. She's redder than her shirt right now.
I was trying to pretend I was frozen.
You didn't put my birthday in the newsletter either, by the way.
She didn't put mine.
It's not my fault, guys, okay? It is the company, okay?
You're
the
news,
after them.
You are the lead newsletter person.
You know what?
Bad by you.
Happy.
Do y'all like newsletters? I find the
I
older
love the
I get,
newsletter
the more,
by Jay
the more
let me know,
honestly,
so I can stop.
The older I get, the more I appreciate a newsletter.
I love the J Fig
newsletter. I like
newsletter.
A newsletter.
I love the J Fig newsletter because she works very hard on it. So I'm not gonna, I'm not gonna, not read what she puts
you know,
out.
I ain't gonna say nothing. She already ready to cut me. Love that newsletter. That newsletter does not play.
What? It's like the Bible.
You know what? I'm going to read Jay Figg's newsletter until we come back here on
Gospel
3 WQAM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.